This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:10. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. And tonight we're talking about the recurring issue of unclear and uneven enforcement of the SOPs after a social media post from My Burger Lab grabbed attention over the weekend.
Yes, so this was shared on My Burger Lab's Facebook page yesterday. And essentially what happened was that one of their staff was eating in-store, I believe at their Subang Jaya outlet, before his shift started at 5:30 p.m. And they were approached by the PDRM, who told him that he needed to go to the Balai so that they could issue him a 25,000 ringgit fine. Now, My Burger Lab also shared in that Facebook post that they did raise concerns as to, well, where else should a staff member be eating? And they were told by the enforcement officer, and I'm quoting here, be smart, hide, right? So I'm just going to read out a quote that My Burger Lab put up in that post. And they said, honestly, for the last year, we've been trying to keep the business afloat just like everyone else. Why must the enforcement officers be so unsympathetic?
Yeah, that's a good question. Another good question, I think, is really down to how specific these SOPs get and whether or not there is sufficient communication to business owners as well as enforcement officers, right? Like, is everybody actually clear on what it is that they are supposed to be doing or what they're supposed to be pulling people up on? Because if we look at what exists right now in terms of SOP violation fines, it starts at 10,000 ringgit for companies. And that is if your offense carries a low transmission risk. 20,000 is if there's a high transmission risk, but not wide scale impact. And 50,000 is just the worst of the worst, like high transmission risk, wide scale community impact. So if we look at the fine that was issued here, 25,000, that's not covered, or rather, you know, it's not stated there. It's a seemingly arbitrary amount, especially when you consider that it is one person eating in a space,
a space that he already works in.
Correct. It's not as if there were several people gathered. I don't know. It's just looking at the story, looking at the photos and videos, it felt fundamentally problematic.
And I mean, this is something we've seen come up several times, right? This sort of almost arbitrary imposing of a fine of really huge sums of money for things that, like the Abang Burger a couple of weeks ago as well.
Theme, clearly.
Yes, I mean, starting to see that. And the question arises in terms of, yes, there are these sort of general tiers, but what are the offences that are being fined for? And surely there should be specificity in terms of what offence you've committed and why you're being fined. Just to give you a roundup of what happened, My Burger Lab was let off with a warning after they showed proof of that employee's employment and their dinner shift schedule for that day. They also did say, however, that there's been no clear answers on whether the staff is allowed to eat in store during their breaks. I don't know. I'm just thinking that this seems like such a slippery slope.
Yeah, so we want to know, do you think we need more clarity and transparency on the fines for violating the SOPs? Have you been seeing examples of this sort of uneven enforcement? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. And now, really, to hear directly from the people affected, we're crossing over to Renyi Chin, co-founder of My Burger Lab. Renyi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Shamila. Good to be on here.
So we just kind of did a bit of a recap over about what happened over the weekend. I'm curious about what it was like from your point of view, and when were you first told about the situation?
I was actually en route making some delivery for some of the food order that we have. And my team sent in a message in our group chat saying that we are in big trouble, that the police came in and reprimanded one of our staff for eating a meal in the store. So immediately we kind of jumped into action. We got our operational manager and store manager in on the ground to figure out what is actually going on. Because obviously we have been doing this MCO thing for the last 1 year, and this has not been an issue. So we were quite taken surprise. And of course, 25,000 ringgit is not a small amount. So we gathered all our evidence just to make sure that we weren't in the wrong at all. The staff was eating alone. And he was not even eating a burger. He tapped out something from a nearby hawker. And obviously he can't eat at a hawker store, so where was he supposed to have it? So naturally he had it in the store. He had 15 minutes to consume it before he started shift. So when the police called him out and called the manager out, they tried to explain that he was a staff. He had his T-shirt in his bag, although he wasn't in uniform. But the uniform shouldn't be a contention because not all cafes or restaurants have a uniform. At a hawker store, there's no uniform either, right? And they proved, we showed that, you know, he was on shift as well, but they were having none of it. And they said to go to the balai to meet them. And, you know, my managers went with the staff to the balai. And they hung around. We were kept around in the parking lot of the balai for a good 2 hours, going back and forth about how we broke the SOP of no dine-in. At the end of the day, you know, we stood our ground saying that, you know, there is no evidence that this is, there's anything wrong with what we did. And in the end, they just let us off with a warning. So you can read in between the lines, lah, I assume.
Rini, I'm curious as to whether they actually explained what that 25,000 ringgit fine was for. And was that sort of for you as in the business? Was the staff fined as well?
So we tried to ask that question. Well, my team represented us and asked that question. He said it was for both of us. And that was as vague as it was.
So we referenced the fact that you posted about this on social media, right? And it's been subsequently picked up pretty widely. What kind of feedback and response have you been getting?
So a lot of people have responded in support of what you know, we are going through. Meaning that, you know, they're on our side. But a lot of business owners have started messaging us in private saying that they have gone through the same thing. Some have actually paid a fine or, you know, a discounted fine. And some actually had to cry and beg for their business before they were let off with a warning or so. So, you know, it's clear that there is no uniform instruction on how to resolve these matters. And I just wish that, you know, in current trying times, the enforcers should be more compassionate rather than coming down so hard on businesses. We are allowed to operate after all.
What made you want to take to the public with this story?
Oh, I was so frustrated. I was pissed. I was having a bad week as well. You know, usually when it comes to problems like this, we do vent on our own private social media. But it is life, right? But this one, we decided to share on our main Facebook post because we wanted everyone to know, we wanted every F&B businesses out there to know that, you know, just be careful because you don't want to fall into this trap. At the time, we didn't know we were going to be let off. All we knew was that there was a 25,000 ringgit fine looming over us. And we just wanted people to know, so just be careful. This is unnecessary stress. No one has to go through this.
And you've mentioned a few times, right, that this has come up in conversation with other business owners. So for maybe just people listening who haven't reached out to you, but nonetheless might be facing similar situations, what would your advice be?
Actually, we are very thankful because My Burger Lab is a fairly well-known brand in KL. So a few MPs have actually reached out to us. And this is the message that they want us to put out, which is, you know, if you know you're not in the wrong, stand your ground. If they insist on giving out a fine, accept the fine and then go seek out your local MP for help. And, you know, if they ever ask you to go to a balai, don't go without a lawyer.
Renyi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
That was Renyi Chin, co-founder of My Burger Lab, discussing the scenario that they faced really over the weekend, in which they were fined, initially going to be fined 25,000 ringgit when their staff was eating dinner before their shift began. And so this just, I think, has re-highlighted this issue of uneven enforcement. After this, we are going to be talking with criminal lawyer Raj Suryanpile to find out what avenues businesses can explore to resolve or appeal these sorts of situations. If you have thoughts or questions, do you think we need clarity and transparency in terms of enforcement for SOPs? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. It is still 5:20 and we are still talking about uneven enforcement when it comes to SOPs and the perceived or real violation of them, because at the moment it is very vague. And that's what resulted in one company, My Burger Lab, receiving potentially a 25,000 ringgit fine when their staff member was eating dinner in the restaurant. And it, I think, had been thought or regarded as a dine-in violation when it in fact was not. So we want to find out a bit more about what avenues business owners can explore, right, when faced with these sorts of situations, because these stories are all over the place. So if you have thoughts, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us, we have criminal lawyer Raj Surian Pillay. Raj, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi, good evening.
So what are your thoughts on this incident?
As mentioned earlier, the law, the SOP is honestly quite vague when it comes to the issue of dine-in. We don't really know whether dine-in covers workers eating within the restaurant or it merely covers customers. So if we're taking a general approach to the SOP, then yes, anybody who eats inside the restaurant will fall foul of the SOP. However, if we're taking a more reasonable approach in interpretation, then of course it would cover only customers who are coming in to order their food and customers who are not allowed to dine in the restaurant. So yeah, that's my take on it.
So what about the protocol when it comes to handing out these fines, right? Is it normal for it to be issued immediately, or do the people involved have to be taken to the balai first?
It can be both. There's no issue on that. Sometimes the compound or the fine, sorry, the saman is given on the spot. However, sometimes they have to go back to the balai. Sometimes it takes longer than that, especially, you know, the celebrity cases and all that, whereby police needs to call in multiple witnesses before issuing such a saman or compound. So there's honestly no time limit. So it's wrong to say that you only can be fined on the spot. There's no time limit to that.
So when business owners are faced with a fine that appears to be unfair or unwarranted, what can they do in that moment?
Okay, I was looking up what our Menteri, Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri mentioned, but he was talking specifically about individuals. If you've been compound with the summon of 10,000 ringgit, you can pay the compound at the Pejabat Kesihatan Daerah. And before you pay the compound, you can plead to the officer who is in charge for a lower fine of obviously giving mitigating factors such as your age, your work, your health condition, so on and so forth, in order to lower the fine. However, nothing specific is mentioned about businesses. I would assume that the same would apply for businesses as well, because the size of businesses range from small to big. So not all businesses can pay such a large fine, a compound of 50,000 ringgit. So I'm quite sure that if you approach your Pejabat Kesihatan, the officer in charge, and try to ask for a more reasonable and lower amount of compound to be paid, that it would be accepted. Basically, that was what when people say appeal at the Pejabat Kesihatan, it's not, to my understanding, appeal whether you are right or wrong, whether you're guilty or not. It's an appeal of, yes, you're agreeing to pay a fine, a compound, but it's just a matter now of how much only. So go to the Pejabat Kesihatan Daerah and ask for a lower compound and give proper reasons as to why a lower amount should be given.
Now, what if it is a question of that right or wrong? Is there any legal recourse for businesses to take?
Unfortunately, if you think that you are not in the wrong, you will have to go to court and fight it as a criminal case. That means you'll be charged in court before a magistrate. You will then choose not to plead guilty, and then the whole criminal procedure takes place. It will take time. Of course, there are people who have chosen to chosen that route because of mere principle that they know they were not wrong. They were issued a summon anyway, and they choose to fight it in court. Yes, there is the option, but of course, the most of them choose to just pay the compound at the Pejabat Kesihatan because it's faster, and usually taking into account legal fees and all that, that paying off the compound might actually be cheaper and faster. So if, there's also the court option if you think that you are not in the wrong.
Now, with that said, though, some business owners have pointed out, and as you just said the same, right? Appealing these fines, taking it through court, it takes up resources and time that people simply don't have. And I suppose I wanted to know what advice you have, but also if that's the case, will there be any refinement of these sorts of... of these sorts of SOPs, right, if they don't get highlighted through court?
Okay, firstly, just to be clear, appealing a compound means willingness to pay the compound at the Pejabat Kesihatan. It's just an appeal to the officer in the Pejabat Kesihatan as to the amount. Whereas when it comes to court, it's not called an appeal. It's just basically not pleading guilty to the charge.
Right.
So far, from what I gather, it's just a normal criminal case. It's like a traffic case. In fact, it's like any other criminal case because according to the law, it's governed by the Criminal Procedure Code. So, unfortunately, if you think you are not in the wrong, you will have to go through the whole nine yards of the criminal procedure in court. So that's unfortunate, but there's no other way about it. The other way is to agree to pay a compound, that's all.
Now, the unfortunate reality of that, and we've heard anecdotes about this as well, is that I think it leaves a loophole for enforcement officers to ask, for example, bribes when it comes to resolving these situations. Because, I mean, all of that process of having to go through to pay that or to appeal that fine and or to go to court. Now, if this happens, if an officer asks for a bribe, what are some things that a person can do in this scenario without risking more trouble for themselves?
Okay, the issue of bribe obviously is a very touchy subject. But before that, I just want to give a few words of advice for business owners and individuals as well. I spoke to Renyi earlier and rendered him the same advice. If the PDRM comes to your premises or you as an individual, make sure you look at their faces, take down their names, take down, ask for their kad kuasa, take down their service number. This is very important so that if in case anything happens, you can identify the person and ask the these officers are from which balai or which IPD. This is something very important. In case there's any allegations of bribes or any wrongful doing later on, so you need to take down this information. Of course, my advice to most people is don't give up bribes because asking for bribes and giving up bribes both are definitely wrong in law. So, but I understand that in reality things are tough and paying off a bribe is much more easier. But that's up to you and your principal. I'm not going to advise you there. But definitely my advice in general is not to pay bribes. Take the summon, fight it out, either appealing the amount of compound or fight it out in court. At least then this will empower and give knowledge to others to do the same. Actually, for now, we don't know how many people have been victims to rogue officers asking for bribes and all that because no one has brought the issue up. That's why I salute Renyi for bringing up such an issue so that this highlights to the business community and individuals in Malaysia. At least we know something is happening. But of course, my advice in general is just don't pay the bribes. Take it through proper official channels.
Raj, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you. Good evening.
That was criminal lawyer Raj Surian Pillay sharing essentially what the next steps are for business owners when faced with these fines. We'd like to know your thoughts on the uneven enforcement that in some ways we've been seeing, the kind of arbitrary standards that also, I guess, get thrown about when the guidelines aren't as clear as they perhaps should be. Share your thoughts with us. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.